Just a couple months ago, it was revealed that members of Newman's campaign staff were spreading rumors that Walker would drop out of the governor's race to run for lieutenant governor. But Walker says Newman himself first floated that possibility during a face-to-face meeting a year earlier.
Well, he specifically asked me to consider running for lieutenant governor. And I said, that's not what I'm interested in.
Walker says that was in March of 2009, before either candidate had formally entered the race for governor. Walker would make it official a month later. Newman would get in that summer. Newman confirms the meeting and concedes that having Walker run as lieutenant governor is no longer a possibility. Walker sent a note saying as much. Having one candidate step aside for another is fairly common in party primaries. Walker dropped out in the 2006 Republican gubernatorial primary and threw his support behind Mark Green to be the party nominee. When Newman was asked why it should be Walker who again steps aside in 2010 and not himself, Newman talked about his age.
Well, heck, I'm 56 years old. 8 years, I'm 65. I'm not around anymore. So it's possible that, you know, I mean, that was the thought. But again, this is not up for discussion today.
Walker, by contrast, is 42, roughly 14 years younger than Newman. Walker says he has never personally asked Newman to drop out of the race, and neither candidate mentions that as a possibility today. Both say they welcome the September Republican primary, where voters will decide who takes on likely Democratic nominee Tom Barrett in the general election. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.